And on this warm Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
And, well, we've talked about this a number of times, but both of us don't like the heat, right?
No, that's why you should come down to the library where it's nice and cool. Escape the heat. We've got wonderful things, magazines, newspapers, computers, comfortable chairs. Come and bond with us.
All right.
That's
a good plug.
Anyway, but yeah, if you're looking for a place to stay cool, this is definitely it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were cool in the radio station, and we just got done celebrating Maynard's 70th birthday today, and a lot of people came into the studio to wish him happy birthday, and they got a cookie.
That's exciting.
So, hard to believe he's 70.
But 70 is the new 30, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he said that. Anyway, too fun.
Yep.
Well, yeah, happy birthday to him.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, he's having a good day. So.
Good, good.
All right, speaking of a good day, let's talk about the Appleton Public Library and the activities you got going on, Cindy.
Well, tomorrow we have a couple things going on. Tomorrow, Steve Stairwood will be here on July 20th from 1 to 3 p.m. for any help with computer, ABE, ASL, and more. So keep that in mind if you're interested in some additional help. Also, it is Wednesday, which is Kid Day for us. So we have a fun activity. Actually, it's Summer Reading Activity Roundup with a plethora of choices for kids to show up at 3:30 and do a multitude of opportunities, projects. Yeah, so we have just tons and tons of stuff for everyone to do. So we hope we have a fabulous turnout because there's everything from fruit to nuts that we have available. So it should be super fun. And then Monday, the 25th, we have book club, and we are reading a book by Ruth Ware that is called The Turn of the Key.
The Turn of the Key?
The Turn of the Key.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is the same author that wrote The Woman in Cabin 10, The Lying Game. Kind of interesting book. So we'll have to see what people have to say about it on Monday, the 25th at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then next Wednesday on the 27th, we have Lego Club. We are going to be meeting at 3:30, and we have Lego Club. So if you like Legos, this is for all ages. You just join us and be creative. It's a super fun opportunity for everyone. And so that's what we kind of have going on for the next couple of weeks. But like I said, if you're looking for a place to escape the heat, stop on down. We've got a nice cool corner for you to sit and relax and read, or just to browse our shelves.
All right. Well, let's move into what are people reading then, Cindy.
Well, new this week, we've got The Rising Tiger by Brad Thor. It's his 21st book in the Scott Harbaugh series. The American spy faces dangers on a mission in an unfamiliar culture. And then Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, believe it or not, that's the title of that book. It's by Gabriel Zevin. It's two friends find their partnership challenged in the world of video game design, which is kind of an interesting thing. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about video game design, but I imagine it would be quite competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also new in nonfiction is Leadership by Henry Kissinger. The former Secretary of State profiles the statecraft strategies of Richard Nixon, Margaret Thatcher, and others. And then Invisible Storm by Jason Kander is the former Army intelligence officer and Kansas City mayor candidate, shares his struggles with post-traumatic stress disorder. So yeah, if you have a favorite author or someone, a book or an author or anything that you're interested in, stop on down, give us a call, let us help you find a new read, because we're all readers here and we're all reading something.
Yeah, what are you reading, Cindy, now?
Well, right now I'm reading the book club book because I have to have it done for Monday.
Okay. Hey, so. I'm going to put you on the spot here, Cindy. What's your all-time favorite book you've ever read? Number one. What would be one of your favorites? Do you have one?
I don't know if I have a favorite book.
Okay.
I really don't. I've got favorite authors.
Who's that?
I like Dora Roberts. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah, she writes a lot of... What does she write then, again?
She writes a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And then she writes under a couple of pseudonyms, too. And so that's always kind of interesting.
Oh.
I like Elizabeth Adler.
Okay.
She writes a couple of different genres of books as well. I guess I like a lot of nonfiction, too. I like to read about books about things that truly happen or biographies.
Mm-hmm.
I just like an eclectic grouping of things. I think I like knowledge.
Knowledge?
You know?
Well, what do you mean by that?
I just like learning new things all the time.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, libraries are more than books, as you have mentioned many times on this show.
Yes.
Tell us some of the services you guys provide at the library.
Well, we have so many opportunities for technology. You know, we've got online books, online videos, online magazines, all sorts of different things like that. There's so many online databases for if you are taking classes or you do need some knowledge in a variety of areas. It's just kind of amazing all the things that are available at our fingertips. Plus, you know, of course, we've got magazines, we've got newspapers, we've got DVDs, you name it, plus a lot of technology here. You know, we've got computers, of course. We've got scanners that can do all sorts of wonderful things. We can scan to email, and we do that for people for free. So instead of faxing, if you can scan it to an email and send it, it saves you a lot of money. So like I said, there's lots of different things. Air printing, you can print from your phone.
Oh.
If you've got a document that you need printed. So the sky is the limit. You know, your libraries have a multitude of things, and I just hope the public knows all of this stuff. If not, stop on down. Let me tell you about it.
And talk about getting a library card. You know, the library card. You can do a lot of things with your library card online.
You really can. And, you know, some places even give you discounts because you have a library card. There's a library card day, I think, at the state fair. You get a discount if you have a library card.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of amazing, you know, the power of some of these things. So, yeah.
I remember when I was in elementary school and my mom took me down to the New Ulm Public Library and I got my library card for I remember this and how excited I was.
I know. You know, you just feel like, all that knowledge and all those things that you can learn and use just at your fingertips for free.
That's right.
What's kind of exciting about it.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should have a library card, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I do too. All right. Thanks, Cindy. Well, tell us where you're located and when's the Appleton Public Library open?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. Of course, our digital collection is open 24/7, so keep that in mind. You would be able to do downloadables, downloading the Libby app. And all sorts of wonderful things that we have here and are available.
Okay. Real good, Cindy. Thank you, and stay cool.
Yeah, you too, and have a great week.
Okay, you too. Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library Show.